You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So many of our listeners, if they don't have a cat, they have a dog. If they don't have a ferret, they have a hamster. Pets, pets, pets. Now, how many of you have a legal arrangement set up for your pet should you break up with your significant other?
Right.
All the smart people
do. I think my parents do with the pugs. I think.
What is their arrangement?
They got to put them down.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
My dog's acupuncturist has a legal arrangement with her ex. They purchased a dog in the middle of said relationship. Mm. The dog, of course, lasted longer than the relationship, which is the way it usually goes. And now they do. It's like having custody. They have them every other week. And then they work out, you know, vacations. So maybe you'll
Okay. They go back and forth?
Yeah. So and she plans like going out of town for when, you know, the ex has the dog, you know, because she's like,
kid.
Right. And I...
who covers like medical costs and shots and, you know?
It's 50. She's a vet. She's an acupuncturist.
Yeah, what if something happens on your watch? Then wouldn't you be responsible? Like, what if the dog... has
eats
an injury.
Mushrooms.
Attacked by a squirrel.
Right.
I shouldn't have to share the cost of that if you weren't watching the dog.
It gets pretty gnarly, mm-hmm. Not gonna lie. And I don't let and I think it just makes sense because I'm a dog person, but and it's so when I Kramer is mine, all right. Like he's my son. And when I
wait, how do you know that? You
have because now, he told me.
You have now been common law living with this guy for years. He could walk right into small claims court and claim that
sure.
dog is his.
No, but I'm talking about ex-fiance number two. When I was in Ohio and I had only been with him for a few months, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, we're not going to get married. We're just too different. And I said, oh God, okay. Well, then I'm going back to Colorado. And he said, well, what about Kramer? And I say, well, screw you. He's coming with me. And he kind of started a fight with me because he thought that I would leave Kramer with him.
What happens to these animals if you don't have it laid out? Are they sent off to like a circus
is there
or
like
something?
A foster
or
is it a thing where
care?
A judge has to decide
where
probably.
They go? Man.
Oh my God.
Like it a next makes of kin? Sense.
A new survey found that 1 in 14 couples are so worried about it, they actually do have a legal document that has been drawn up over what will happen to their pets if they break up. That's a pretty significant number. That's like 7% of couples have a legal document
sure.
in place
mm-hmm.
for their dog.
You
it's
have
crazy.
A prenup. You why not have this for, you know?
And they're in the will a lot of times, too. I know people that have their animals in the will, and then they leave money for the animals, even.
You've got
to. So they
to.
Can party.
Yeah, someone's got to take care of little
kibbles!
Fido.
Kibbles! Get some kibble!
It just makes sense.
It really does, yeah.
They're little spirits.
I think dog owners are crazy.
That's super. I don't have anything like this laid out.
You have a dog and a
cat. I do. I don't know what would happen to them.
I'll take them.
They're going to Emily's house.
See?
They're all yours. Sully's butthole is a little high. You got to wipe him after he goes poop.
That's okay. Give me all the dogs. All
you
the dogs.
And
that's
a pack
fine.
Of wet wipes.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.